The good news now, I want to tell you, is Christ has come to redeem our feelings. Now, all the messages that we have must point to Christ, the one and only one from God. Okay? It's not a psychological message, right now I'm saying. It is a message of Christ now. God has created your feelings to be a strengthener, to do His will. But right now, since the fall, Satan has used it against you, tempt you, misdirect you, and have mastery over you. So something more powerful must come to set us free. So Christ came in the form of flesh. When we say Christ came in the form of flesh, what does that mean? It means that when He became flesh, like us, He has feelings and emotions. He went through all those things, and yet He emerged victoriously. And so that not only means that He has redeemed our soul, but together with it, He has redeemed our feelings and emotions. So which means to say, if you are in Christ, your feelings and emotions can be made right. It can be corrected. It can restore its intended purpose. It could, because Christ has redeemed it, okay? Without that, without Christ, no, all you do is you go for positive thinking, no, and all, but you are just a prey to your feelings. You know, it will still control you in the end. You cannot master it. You cannot use it as an instrument that God has given you. But when Christ has redeemed it, okay, you must know His way of correcting it and helping you to use it powerfully. So, can I ask you, right now, if you are in Christ, and He has come to redeem your feelings and emotions already, okay? But how did Christ actually do it? After He died on the cross, He gave you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a spirit of... Can I hear something from you? He's a spirit of what? Truth, yeah. This Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. So Christ came to redeem our feelings with His redemptive salvation, and then giving us the truth. Okay? Truth. You need the truth to deal with feelings. God created our heart to be mastered by the truth, not by feelings. So the truth always points us to what is absolute in Christ. So what is absolute? What does the truth tell us? Just a quick one here, okay? I know you went through this, but it's good to go through the fundamentals. The truth tells you about sin. Okay? So you got to study about sin all over again. What is sin all about? Sin, okay? Sin, don't try to feel sin. You cannot feel sin. Okay? What you are feeling is relative by the standard of the world, the standard of the culture and all. But sin is a self-serving nature. Self-serving nature. Serve yourself. Okay? You want achievement? What? For yourself. Success? For yourself. Riches? For yourself. It's all for yourself. This sin, it comes so subtly. But it's all serving the self. For yourself. And not God. It's godless. So don't try to feel good. When you talk about sin, it's going back to the truth. And then after that, you confirm it. Why do you want this thing for? Why do you want that success or that job or wherever for? Why do you care so much about what people think of you? Now, you look into your heart and confirm it with the truth. Yeah, it's for self. It's for myself only. It's for me to feel good only. A lot of times, that's how I detect sin. You know, you don't wait until you get angry or frustrated, you know. You don't wait. But the way you are doing things, the way you are processing your thoughts, you know, your will, you know, where are you going? Where are you putting your money, spending your time? You know, it's for self. No, sin comes like that. Okay? The truth tells you what is sin.